My general sense is we improved. We had a number of guys test today, so we'll have that information for you on Wednesday. But I haven't even visited with the training staff to see how the workouts went.
Anything stand out to you as you look back at the first 3 weeks?
I'm sorry, what was the first part of your question?
Anything stand out to you as you look back at the first 3 weeks?
Well, our first 3 weeks, we've had time to look at it as a coaching staff. You know, obviously is our record. The reason why you look at the components, where all three phases work together. You know, the first thing is our turnover ratio. We got to do a better job taking care of the football. I thought our defense really made a big step in the areas of takeaways in the Cincinnati game. So turnover ratio is number one. We're doing a lot of good things as far as big play production, extended plays, you know, things like that. There's balance on offense, defensively, pass defenses. You know, it's something that we've looked at, and special teams, you know, our return game is something that we looked at. So with that, I don't think it's anything earth-shattering. We need to get better doing the little things, and that'll be a big focus this week as we prepare for Detroit.
Mike, how did Eddie Lacy look today?
Eddie, I thought Eddie practiced well today, so it's good to have him back out there, and he's full go, and I think the week off definitely helped him.
How did Morgan Burnett look out there? I mean, he hasn't played in the game yet.
Morgan Burnett hasn't played a long time, so he feels great. So, you know, I'm curious to just see him, you know, go through a week of practice.
Frank wouldn't practice today, so his injury from the game.
I'm not going to talk about injuries. Jonathan did some good things today. I thought he did some really good things, particularly in special teams. He was limited.
So what are you looking at for your options as far as the return game at this point? Are you still thinking about Randall Cobb? Or?
Well, the return game is something really it's going to take the week to work through. You know, we have some candidates. You know, whether Randall will do it or won't do it, we'll let the week play that out. So, but it's a focus. It's been a focus since we've made the change.
Can Hill return at all?
Well, you know, he's definitely someone we'll look at. You know, he doesn't have a history there, but he has natural run skill, and you know, I like what he's done in his time here.
Did you spend any time this week just talking about how you might use your running backs, you know, depending on who's actually there and available, and you know, with Franklin kind of coming out?
Absolutely. You know, I think the obvious going into the Cincinnati game with two running backs and, you know, which you have to fight through. So we had a plan in place for that, and that's no different than, you know, we had preliminary game plan conversations offensively, defensively, and special teams last week. And then we came in and watched the game, the Chicago game Sunday, and game planned after that. So. You know, we're ready. I mean, we're ready to go whatever direction we need to.
I guess I mean more so, like, did you learn anything more about Franklin, and is there anything you learned about how you might use the two, or did you discuss more about how the...
Well, I think as far as running style, is that what you're referring to?
How you might work a rotation. Are you still going to want to use two backs? Do you think you want to focus more so on one?
Well, you know, it really depends on the game plan of who you're playing and how you rotate those guys in, so... some people try to run certain schemes with certain backs. Some people play them differently based on personnel groups. So, those are game plan questions.
Mike, you feel comfortable with just four receivers on the roster?
Yes, I do. I mean, if we didn't, we wouldn't, you know, made the change that we made. So it's a group that can use as many opportunities as they possibly can get.